It's been going very well. The focus of the meeting has been on oxygen, its history on Earth, its effect on life, and its effect on cancer. And astrobiology and astrobiologists like me have always had a fascination with oxygen because of the key role it's played in evolution and its variation over time on the history of the Earth. And so to see the connection between oxygen and cancer really opens up a whole new dimension for me of appreciating the link between astrobiology and cancer research.
Now, is there anything in particular that has surprised you about this meeting so far?
The thing that surprised me the most about this meeting so far is the complex way that life responds to oxygen, and that at very small levels, reactive oxygen that's potentially dangerous, is actually useful to cells. It helps the cells build up their immunity, build up their strength for dealing with oxygen. Although at high levels, the reactive oxygen can be damaging. The other curious thing is that it's clear that cells, the body, developing embryos, use oxygen as a signaling molecule. So the presence of oxygen and reactive oxygen turns on certain proteins and turns off certain others. So the interaction of life with oxygen and cancer cells with oxygen is very complex. And it's, for us as astrobiologists, it's now motivated us to look and see if that same kind of complexity is mirrored in the simple life forms that we find, say, in deserts, where reactive oxygen species is also a major stress, but the organisms that live there are not human cells or mammalian cells, but simple microorganisms, simple bacteria. So we're going to go to the lab now, the field now, and see if we can see the same mix of behaviors and responses to reactive oxygen.
I've been talking to a lot of people at the meeting, and they say that they love it because it's bringing together people from lots of different disciplines, and they wouldn't normally talk together. So that in itself sounds to me to be valuable.
That's right. Having people from different disciplines focusing on the same problem allows us to look at the problem from many different angles. So my input in the discussion has been mostly the perspective of studies of desert microorganisms and how they react to reactive oxygen, and the perspective that that has on the mechanisms and how those mechanisms are different from the mechanisms that the cancer researchers are finding human cells reacting to oxygen. So it's that comparison that I've mostly been discussing in the breaks and in the discussion period, is here's what we're finding in bacteria in deserts, here's what you're finding in humans. Isn't this interesting to compare the two of them?
And do you find it interesting that NASA is very supportive of this initiative to bring cancer biologists and people from astrobiology together?
I think it is interesting that NASA finds this an interesting connection. I think it's partly because the culture of astrobiology within NASA is intrinsically an interdisciplinary one. It started as an interdisciplinary endeavor, and it continues that way. And those people with that kind of perspective naturally find it interesting and exciting to work in new areas. And so when Paul's workshops generated this idea of a link between astrobiology and cancer, we had no trouble at all interesting astrobiologists in the topic and coming and being involved. That was very easy to do.